I should like to read you a press account and ask you if this is a true and correct statement by yourself. It appears in the Daily Californian under date of May 4th, 1960. The 18-year-old university sophomore who has been subpoenaed by the House Un-American Activities Committee told the Daily Californian yesterday why he thought he had been called to appear at the May 10th hearing. Quote,
I think the committee wanted to subpoena someone on campus
in order to tag Cal's political movement as un-American. I don't know why they picked my name. People have been involved in actions similar to mine, he said. Continuing the quotation, I think they pick people whose ideas are liberal, radical, or in any way considered to be nonconformist, the student said. I will not be intimidated by this subpoena. I'm going to fight this committee invasion of my political freedom in every way that I can. Now, is that a true and correct reproduction of the public statement which you issued respecting your appearance before this committee?
I respectfully object to that question because it clearly violates my rights under the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America.
Do you think there might have been some other reason why you were under subpoena to appear before this committee other than the reasons which you gave in this press statement that we are exploring into your liberal ideas and your political beliefs? Is there something else that you have been doing that you think might be of interest to this committee?
I respectfully object to the question on the same grounds. Any question as to my political beliefs, association statements, deprive me of the right of free speech, press, assembly, and petition. The House Un-American Activities Committee serves no real legislative or constitutional purpose. It punishes individuals and groups.
You're reading from a prepared speech. You're reading from a prepared statement.
That's all right. Let him answer the question.
Continue reading it, please.
It punishes individuals and groups for their political ideas and associations through public exposure and condemnation.
Now, I'm sorry. You are refusing to answer on the basis of the First Amendment. Is that correct?
I have objected to the question.
Well, I don't believe you have completed your answer, sir, and I'd like to have you complete it, if you please.
Thank you. It punishes individuals and groups for their political ideas and associations through public exposure and condemnation, often resulting in economic sanction. I cannot cooperate with the committee in answering any such questions. I feel I have an obligation, as a citizen of this country, to preserve the Constitution, and I do not feel I can do so in good conscience by allowing the House Un-American Activities Committee to inquire into my beliefs or associations.
Now, is the information of this committee from unimpeachable intelligence sources that you were a delegate, to the National Convention of the Communist Party from the Northern District of California? Communist Party convention held in New York City in December of 1959. Would you kindly affirm or deny, while you're under oath, that information?
I object to the question on the previous grounds.
Are you now, this instant, a member of the Communist Party?
Same objection.
Mr. Chairman, in view of the fact that this witness has not invoked that part of his constitutional privileges against self-incrimination, I respectfully suggest he now be ordered to answer the question as to whether or not he is presently a member of the Communist Party. And I explain to the witness that the reason why we want that information is that it is a necessary first question in order that we may undertake to elicit from this witness information of which we think he is possessed, respecting the operation of this conspiratorial force known as the Communist Party in Northern California, of which we No, he is a member. If he will answer that question, we expect to elicit from him information respecting the techniques of the communist operation, particularly among youth groups in Northern California, that information might be available to the Committee on Un-American Activities in appraising the administration and operation of the Internal Security Act of 1950, the Communist Control Act of 1954, the Foreign Agents Registration Act, and other security legislation, with Indian view of attempting to evolve such legislation as may be necessary to cope, so far as we can legislatively, with the operations of the Communist Party on American soil. With that explanation, Mr. Chairman, I respectfully suggest now the witness be ordered and directed to answer the principal outstanding question, namely, are you now a member of the Communist Party?
Yes, I order you to answer that question, sir, because you have not invoked, you have only invoked the First Amendment of the Constitution. You have a lawyer and you have a right to act on his advice if you want, but as chairman, I tell you that in our opinion, your position at this time is not justified, and I order you to answer the question.
I decline to answer that question on the grounds previously stated, and I also respectfully refuse to answer that question on the constitutional grounds that I cannot be forced to bear witness against myself.
Do you honestly apprehend, young man, that if you told this committee whether or not you are presently a member of the Communist Party, you would be giving information that might be used against you in a criminal proceeding? And I advise you that if you honestly apprehend that you would be giving information that could be used against you in a criminal proceeding, you have a right under the Constitution to invoke the provisions of the Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination.
As the chairman knows, the purpose of the amendment to the Constitution to which I refer was created to safeguard both the innocent and the guilty. There is no inference in that amendment as to the position of the person who invokes it. I respectfully refuse to answer that question on the grounds of the previous report.